presenting the TD Travel News Bulletin. I'm Steve Collins, and this is the travel update for the 24th of June. There is growing momentum to replace short flights with train trips in Europe amid a renewed interest in reducing aviation emissions. France is using climate legislation to codify a ban on certain domestic flights, and politicians are debating similar plans in Germany and Spain. And while it is easy enough to cut flights that rely on local traffic, it is another story altogether to replace connecting flights, where travellers arrive at an airport on a plane and must make their way to a train to continue on to their final destination. This adds multiple layers of complexity to a trip that can be detrimental to the success of these carbon-saving tie-ups. The renewed interest comes with a good reason. A new study out in Nature Communications finds that improvements to engines and airframes and operations alone will not be enough for the airline industry to meet its net zero emissions target by 2050. Skipping flights altogether and using Zoom or taking a train is the most effective way to cut emissions. The Bahamas is poised for a big comeback this summer, whether travellers are toe-dipping their way back into travel and seeking a close-to-home vacation or adding island hopping to their adventure-focused itinerary. Getting to the Bahamas is within arm's reach thanks to the many airlift options in major hubs across the US. The Bahamas Out Islands are known for their secluded nature, not to mention their home to some of the most beautiful beaches in the world. For those seeking an under-the-radar vacation and want to opt into everything or nothing at all, there are plenty of options from which to choose, such as Grand Bahama Island, Eleuthera, Exuma, and Abaco. Scheduled to open in 2024, the new build 144-room Radisson Hotel Djibouti is located in the centre of the city, just 15 minutes from Djibouti International Airport. Facilities at the hotel will include various F&B options, a choice of meeting and event spaces, including a ballroom, 5 meeting rooms, a pre-function area, and breakout areas, a spa, gym, and outdoor swimming pool. Djibouti, located at the southern entrance to the Red Sea, is a key market in East Africa due to its port complex, considered one of the most sophisticated in the world at the intersection of major international shipping lanes connecting Asia, Africa, and Europe. US and foreign citizens have started to book vaccine tourism packages to Guam under the newly launched Air V&V program, according to the Guam Hotel and Restaurant Association. The first small group of travellers under the program is scheduled to arrive this week from Taiwan, according to the Guam Visitors Bureau. The program, which encourages people to travel to Guam to get vaccinated, is part of an effort by the Guam Visitors Bureau to jumpstart the island's tourism industry. The Air V&V program requires participants to pay for their quarantine hotel stay up to a week, during which they will receive a vaccine shot on the second day. Depending on which vaccine they choose, visitors could be on the island for as little as 3 days or more than a month. If they test negative at the end of their hotel quarantine, they would be allowed to leave their hotel room and enjoy the island just like any other traveller.
You've been listening to the TD Travel News Bulletin.